The interview.
According to a draft policy that I was able to get my hands on, the Attorney General's office will be requiring that all employees get the vaccine, show proof of getting the vaccine, or be fired. There are carve-outs for individuals who have deeply held religious beliefs and or a disability, although a carve-out, an accommodation, is not guaranteed according to the draft policy. Joining me on the line to discuss what this means is Senator John Braun, the Senate Republican leader from the 20th District. Welcome back to the show. This seems like a clear, not just overreach, even though it's legal, but it's also in conflict with what the governor has been promising, which is no mandates and no vaccine passports.
Yeah, Jason, it is. It's surprising, frankly. I mean, and this is one of the frustrations we've had really throughout the pandemic is the governor and the state have defaulted to coercion in place of education and respect for citizens around the state. Look, I'm pro-vaccine. I have a vaccine. Yeah. Much of my family has a vaccine. But we ought to respect people to make that decision. It's a very personal decision. They may make it on medical grounds, on religious grounds, on scientific grounds. And we should respect their decision. And even if we come to a different one, it doesn't make sense that we default to coercion instead of other methods to make sure other folks are safe and work together.
Do you have any concern that this policy is going to spread to other agencies?
Yeah, I do have some concern. I mean, this is the frustration is when the folks in state government, they don't get their way. They think they know the answer. They are the elite and they know better than the rest of us. And when others challenge their opinions, they default to let's make them do it our way. And we've seen it in other areas before, and it's frustrating. It really is just a lack of respect for their fellow citizens. And you know, I go back to there's lots of reasons people do lots of different things with their bodies. I mean, people make different choices about you know, GMO foods or organic foods and have really legitimate good faith reasons for doing so, no different than when you make a decision about a vaccine that might affect you or your family that is not that, you know, I personally think is good but is not fully approved by the FDA. And people deserve time to work through this and get to the right decision for themselves and their families.
Well, even the way you and I sort of feel like we're forced into talking about this, where we always have to make sure people know we're not anti-vax. And I feel that pressure, too, because people on, usually in this case on the left, are being dishonest about positions that we hold. I've been called anti-vax. I've received the vaccine. I've read commercial spots promoting where to get the vaccine. I want people to get the vaccine in consultation with their doctors. The difference is I just don't want it mandated. And we're not allowed to have that conversation without being called anti-vax.
That's exactly right. And it goes back, you see it in our broader society these days, it's kind of an elitist attitude that they know best. And how dare we disagree, and there's not even a willingness to listen to the thought that gets us there. There's just an impatience to get on with the way they know is best.
So is there anything that can be done from the Republican perspective? Because you know this falls into the trap of folks now saying, well, the Republican Party isn't sticking up for us. They're not doing anything to help us out here in Washington State to push back against this. So realistically, is there anything that can be done?
I think exactly what we're doing now is the most important thing, that we get this out, that this is not a draft memo that sits in a corner somewhere before it's sprung on everybody, that you by good work and good fortune got it. We talk about it, we share it with folks, and I think that, you know, we know the governor's been out and said, hey, I'm not supportive of vaccine passports, and yet here is a state agency, granted run by another statewide elected official, that is obviously considering exactly that. So I think just sharing this broadly with the public is the first step, letting people know that. And I think we do need to be careful. I think this is a terrible thing to make a political dispute. Like I said, this is a very personal decision. We should make it about respecting individuals' personal decisions and make sure people know what the state is thinking about doing. I think we do that. I think people will, you know, express their concerns directly with the Attorney General, with other state officials, and I think we stop them. We force them to slow down, to respect people's thoughts and actions on this issue.
Well, I've got the story up right now at KTTH.com. You can also text the keyword RANTS, R-A-N-T-Z, to 1-800 465-8770, and I'll go ahead and send you a direct link so you can read it, but also share it everywhere you can. We've been talking with Senator John Braun. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And now this.